Christian placed the mysterious package on his bedroom floor, his heart beating with excitement at the thought of what might be inside. He reached for his pocket knife, slit the brown packaging tape, and gently lifted the lid. At the top of the box was an envelope with his name on it. Whoever had sent it seemed to know him well. Christian opened the envelope, pulled out several pieces of paper, and scanned the carefully handwritten message. His breath caught as he read the last line.
"With love, the king? I don't even know a king, and I'm sure he doesn't know. Why would he be sending me a package? Well, I guess I won't find out until I read the letter."
"Dear Christian, you may not know who I am, but I have known you since before you were born. You have always had a very special place in my heart. I have an important mission for you in my kingdom. However, before you begin the mission, I would like you to bring your treasure to my castle. In this package, you will find a map and several pieces of survival gear. The journey will not be easy, but it will be worth it. You can make it to the castle if you use the survival gear. I will be waiting for you. With love, the King."
Christian read the letter again and then a third time. The king really was inviting him to come to the castle. He wondered what it looked like. He closed his eyes and imagined a majestic white stone building with towering spires topped with red and blue flags swaying gently in the wind. Two curved marble staircases arced gracefully upward to a massive pair of oak doors. He started imagining what it would be like to walk through those doors into the castle when he caught himself.
"I guess I better keep digging into the package before I get my hopes up about something that may never happen. This seems so weird. Does everyone get a package like this? And an invitation from a king? Or am I just a lucky winner of some contest I never knew I signed up for?"